我们先来读一段经文。
Let's all read the scripture to, today, for today.
经文是在路加福音的八章。
The scripture is the book of Luke, chapter 18.
我们先来念中文，然后再来念英文。
Let's read Chinese first, and then we read English.
我想用起音的方式跟大家一起来。
I will read in a responsive way.
所以我们开始。路加福音十八章三十五节，耶稣将近耶利哥的时候，有一个瞎子坐在路旁讨饭。
听见许多人经过，就问是什么事。
他就呼叫说，他们告诉他是拿撒勒人耶稣经过。
他就呼叫说，大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
在前头的人就责备他，不许他作声，他却越发喊叫说，大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
耶稣站住，吩咐把他领过来，到了跟前，就问他说，
你要我为你做什么？他说，主啊，我要能看见。
耶稣说，你可以看见，你的信救了你。
耶稣立刻看，瞎子立刻看见了，就跟随耶稣一路归荣耀与神。众人看见这事，也赞美神。好
，Yes, read in English. Verse 25. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging.
When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening.
They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by."
He called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me."
Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me."
Jesus stopped and ordered.
"What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, I want to see," he replied.
Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight, your faith has healed you."
Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
昨天晚上很晚才到家哈，所以感谢神的保守，能一路平安顺利的从费城回来。
Yeah, I came back home very late, and, but thank God we are safe and all the way from Pennsylvania back here.
是一个很喜乐的场合，但是就是时间上有点紧迫。
It's a very joyful ceremony, but it's but the time is tight.
就像刚刚那个卫道弟兄所祷告了，我们就特别为了 Philip 跟 Sherry 他们的结合，我们来祷告。
Yes, just like what Father Wei last mentioned in the prayer, we will continue to pray for Philip and Sherry.
那么今天我们要来继续探讨上次的题目。
And today we're going to study the topic from last time.
也就是主啊，我要能看见。
And that is, Lord, I want to see.
这是我们第三次来思想这个题目。
This is the third time where we study this topic.
这个圣经的经文仍然是在我们所读过的这个路加福音十八章三十五到四十三节。
The scripture is still the same as in Luke, chapter 18, verse 35 to 43.
其实你如果回去看这个路加福音的十八章
，If you go back to look at the Luke chapter 18,
你就会发现这个整章都跟祷告有关。
You will find that the whole chapter is all about prayers.
从这个开始的一到八节描述了一个寡妇对这个不义的官的一个切求。
On the beginning from the, verse 1 to 8, it describes a prayer from a widow to an unjust king, unjust judge.
他的目的是教导我们要常常祷告，不可灰心。
And the aim is to teach us to pray all the time and do not be discouraged.
然后这个九到十四节就描述了这个法利赛人跟税吏在这个圣殿中的一个祷告。
And then in verse 9 to 14, it described the prayer in the temple by a Pharisee and a tax collector.
他 他教导我们祷告的态度应该是谦卑在神的面前，不要跟他人比较，不要自以为意。
And it taught us that the attitude of a prayer should be humble before God. Do not compare. Do not be self-righteous.
然后后半段呢，这个十五到十三节就讲到这个渴望，也就是这个多年的祷告。
And the following verses, 15 to 43, talk about desire and also the prayers of many years.
在这里，他教导了我们，我们如果要渴望进天国的话，就要谦卑，像小孩的样子。愿意放下所有的来跟从主。
He taught us that if we want to go to the kingdom of God, we need to humble ourselves like a little kid and give up all everything to follow the Lord.
当然，今天的三十五到四十三节就告诉了我们一个瞎子多年想要看见的渴望，因着主耶稣的怜悯，他实现了。
And the last this verse is 35 to 43 tells us that a blind beggar he wanted to see.And because of Jesus' mercy, his hopes is realized.
其实这种多年的祷告，蒙神能够应允的事情，也曾经多次出现在路加福音里面。
Actually, the events of that God answers prayers has occurred many times in the Gospel of Luke.
比如说，你回到路加福音的第二章。
If you go back to the second chapter of the book of Luke.
他说：“这个公义虔诚的西面跟那个女先知亚拿昼夜的等候祈求。
”And say that the righteous and devout, Simon and the Anna of the prophet Anna, they pray day and night.
他们切切的盼望那以色列安慰者，也就是神在万民面前所预备的弥赛亚的来到。
They longing for the coming of, Comforter of Israel, and that is the Messiah that God prepared for all the people.
终于，他们多年的渴望实现了。
And finally, their prayer and the hope for many years has been fulfilled.
他们看见了那位照亮外邦人的光，又是以色列荣耀的这个耶稣基督。
They actually see the one who is a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of his people.
好，现在让我们来回顾一下前面我们所讲过的。
Let us revise what we have talked about.
在上一次的分享当中，我们已经探讨过第一部分。
And for the last sharing with you, we already studied the first part.
第一部分是讲到了什么？也就是一个能够看见的渴望。
And the first part we talk about is a, I want is a desire to see.
它的主要经文是在三十五到三十九节。
And the main scriptures is from verse 35 to 39.
从这个第一部分，我们对瞎子巴迪买要能够看见的渴望有深入的了解。
From the first part, we have a more deeper understanding, about the blind person Bartimaeus and his desires to see.
而且借由巴迪买的经历，我们学会了要实现一个渴望，需要有三个条件。
And from Bartimaeus' experience, we learned that in order to meet a desire, there are three conditions.
也就是第一，需要有好奇心。
The first, you need to have a curious heart.
第二个就是要迫切的感。
The second one, need to have an earnest mind.
最后就是当然是神的怜悯。
And of course, the final part is God's mercy.
然后第二部分，我们讲到的主题是什么东西呢？大家还记得吗？
And the main theme of the second part is, I don't know if you still remember.
也就讲到要相信才能够看见。
It is a believing is seeing.
它的主要经文是在四十到四十二节。
And the main scripture is from verse 40 to 42.
当这个耶稣回答巴迪买说：“你可以看见，你的信救了你。”
When Jesus answers Bartimaeus, and he say, "Receive your sight, your faithful has."Your faithfulness have healed you.
这个巴迪买立刻就看见。
And Bartimaeus really and see immediately.
从这里我们可以看出这是个医治的神迹。
And from this we can see that this is a miracle of healing.
而且它至少表达了三个事实。
And at least it reveals three facts.
第一个就是耶稣有胜过疾病的权柄。
The first one is Jesus has the authority to overcome illness.
第二个就是耶稣是一个听祷告的神。
And the second one is Jesus, he listens to prayers.
第三个当然最重要就是要相信才能够看见。
And the third one is, of course, the most important is believing is seeing.
当然这个要相信才能够看见的观念跟传统的这个眼见为凭是相反的。
And this concept of believing and seeing is in contradiction is the common belief is, which is seeing is believing.
所以我举了另外两个小主题来解释这个重点。
And I actually use the two sub-themes to clarify this.
也就是眼见为凭有什么样的偏差。
And is the error of bias from seeing is believing.
然后这个相信才能够看见有什么样重要的前提。
And also the important premise of believing is seeing.
那么现在就让我们进入这个信息的第三部分，也就是今天我们要讲的主题。
And let us enter to the third part of this message, which is the main theme of this topic today.
也就是看见后我们有什么样的回应。
Which is the responses after seeing.
那么我也把它分成两个比较小的这种部分。
And I'll divide it into two subtopics.
一个是机会跟它的能力。
And the first one is opportunity and its power.
最后是荣耀神的侍奉与生命。
And then the other thing is we call it Operation Glory, that is the service and life to glorify God.
在开始第一部分的时候，让我先引用这个牧师跟名作家 Chuck Swindoll 的一句话。
And before I talk about this, let me quote one phrase from a pastor and a famous writer, Charles Swindoll.
他说：“人生一成是际遇，九成是你对他的反应。”
And he said, "Life is 10% what happens to you, and 90% how you react to it."
他的意思是说，我们不可能改变一些一定会发生或是已经发生的事情。
His meaning is, we cannot change something which will happen or already happened.
我们所能做的就是调整我们的态度来面对他们。
And what we can do is to adjust our attitude to face them.
然而，因着我们对所发生的每一件事情的反应跟态度，就决定我们的人生是如何的度过。
And however, our responses and attitude towards everything, decide how we spend our lives.
其实从这个事情发生的角度来看的时候，际遇也可以说是机会。
Actually, from the angle of things that which are happening, and encounter actually can also mean opportunity.
既然称之为机会，就表示说它不在我们的掌握当中。
We call it opportunity, that means it's not under our control.
所以随着你对机会的反应，就会有各种不同的结果出现。
Based on your reaction to the opportunity, there will be a different outcomes.
这个结果可能你达成了你一生的渴望，也有可能你是懊恼不已，因为你错过了一个千载难逢的机会。
The outcomes could be you achieve your lifetime desire, or you actually you will regret it for a long time.
其实我们回去看新约圣经中的这个提摩太，就有同样的一个经验。
We look at the New Testament, the experience of Timothy, you see some similarity.
根据这个提摩太后书，我们知道使徒保罗的晚年是在罗马的监狱中度过的。
And based on the book of 2 Timothy, we know that the later years of Paul were spent in prison.
那个时候在亚细亚的信徒也都离弃了他。
At that time, the disciples in Asia has deserted him.
在这种情况之下，保罗是多么希望能够再一次见到他的属灵儿子提摩太。
In this situation, Paul has high so much desire to see his spiritual son Timothy once again.
所以他在这个提摩太后书的最后一章，他就这样子要求提摩太说：“你要赶紧在冬天以前到我这里来。”
So that in the book of 2 Timothy, in the last chapter, Paul said, and he asked Timothy, "Do your best to get here before the winter."
为什么要赶紧呢
？And why is in we need to be in a hurry?
因为保罗知道说他为主殉道的日子已经非常近了。
Because he knows that it is time for him, the time for him to be a martyr is very close.
如果不赶紧的话，就会来不及了。
If you don't hurry, you'll be too late.
那又为什么必须要在冬天以前来到呢？
Then why has to become is to come before the winter?
因为这个冬天的地中海是很难行船的。
Because it's very hard to set sail in the Mediterranean during the winter.
所以这个提摩太如果不在冬天以前到了罗马，他就必须等到明年的春天以后才能够成行。
If he cannot come to Rome before the winter, then he had to wait for the next spring.
那个时候就真的是来不及了。
At that time, it's really too late.
不过根据一般的释经解释，提摩太有事耽搁了。
But according to some general Bible interpretation, Timotheus really delayed.
他并没有来得及见到保罗的最后一面。
He could not make to see the Paul the last time.
所以我相信提摩太这个时候必然是相当的难过。
So we think that Timothy at that time must be in a deep sorrow.
因为他错失了一生中唯一一次能够再一次见到他的属灵父亲的机会。
Because he missed the opportunity to see his spiritual father once again.
其实想到我自己在1997年也经历了两次没有办法跟我自己的父亲和哥哥见最后一次一面的机会。
And also I kind of remember that I also have two experiences during 1997 that I missed the chance opportunities to see my father and my brother.
他们相继在那一年里面过世。
They passed away in that same year.
所以当我从这边赶回去的时候已经是来不及了。
So I hurried back from here to there, but it's too late.
那种感觉实在是很不好。
And the feeling is really bad.
所以有些机会一旦失去了就不再回来了。
From this and this, when the opportunity is gone and they never come back.
今天的经文告诉我们，巴提买在耶利哥城外碰上了他一生当中最重要的机会。
And today's scripture tells us that outside Jericho and Bartimaeus and encountered the once in a lifetime opportunity.
也就是遇到了耶稣。
And thus he met Jesus.
我们看到他的反应是，不管别人怎么样的看他，怎么样的阻挡他。他还是迫不及待的想要抓住这个机会。
And we can see that his sponsors, no matter how people look at him and how they try to stop him, and he really want to grab this opportunity.
这个也使我想到那个在推罗西顿境内那个迦南妇人。
That let me think also think of the Canaan woman in Tyre and Sidon.
记载在马太福音的十五章。
And it's recorded into the chapter 15 of the book of Matthew.
他也是不愿意放弃求主医治他女儿的机会。
And he didn't want to give up the opportunity for God to heal her daughter.
就如巴提买一样，他也是不怕不好意思的大声喊着说。
And just like Bartimaeus, she was not bashful in shouting out to the Lord.
他说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我，我的女儿被鬼附得好苦。”
She said, "Lord, son of David, have mercy on me, and my daughter was demon possessed and suffering terribly."
所不同于巴提买的是，主耶稣这一次并不愿意主动的医治他的儿女。
In contrast to what happened to Bartimaeus, Lord Jesus this time didn't really proactively to healing her daughter.
主耶稣告诉妇人说：“不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。”
And Jesus told that woman, "It's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs."
但是妇人说：“主啊，不错，但是狗也吃它主人桌上掉下来的碎渣儿。”
But the woman said, "Yes, it is, Lord. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table."
因着这个该妇人的信心，所以主耶稣答应了他的请求。
And because of the faith from this woman, Jesus answered her prayer.
他说：“妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的，给你成全了。”
Jesus said, "Woman, you have great faith, and your request is granted."
所以那个时候，他的女儿就好了。
And that time, her daughter was healed at the moment.
巴蒂买跟迦南妇人本着对耶稣的信心，他们抓住了遇见耶稣的机会。
And because of the faith of Bartimaeus and the Canaan's woman, and they grasped that opportunity to see Jesus.
所以他们的渴望得以实现。
And their desires were fulfilled.
不过我个人认为他们的故事就没有就此就结束。
And personally, I don't think the story ends there.
因为我相信每一个真正遇见过耶稣的人，他们的生命都会从此改变。
And I believe everyone who's truly encountered Jesus, their life will be changed from there.
使徒保罗就是一个很明显的例子。
And the disciple apostle Paul is an obvious example.
虽然我们可能没有像保罗在大马色遇见主耶稣那样的神奇。
Although we didn't have the same dramatic encounter of Paul encountering Jesus on the road of Damascus.
有那个从天上来的大光，也有主的亲自的呼召。
And there was a great light from the sky, and also a calling from the Lord.
但是，当我们遇见那慈爱圣洁的主耶稣时，我相信那将是我们一生当中最重要，也是生命得以改变的机会。
But when we see the loving God, loved and holy Jesus Christ, and believe that is the moment that we will have big changes.
所以今天我想借着我们所读的经文，一起来看这个巴提买在看见以后到底有什么样的改变。
So today, let us through the scripture, we want to look at in how Bartimaeus changed after he saw Jesus.
所以首先让我们来看经文的最后一节，也就是43节。
So let us look at the last verse of the scripture, which is verse 43.
他说，瞎子立刻看见了，就跟随耶稣，一路归荣耀与神。众人看见这事，也赞美神。
It said, immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all people saw it, they also praised God.
我们知道神的话是带着权柄跟能力的。
We all know that God's word is full of authority and power.
比如说诗篇33篇的作者就这样讲说，愿全地都敬畏耶和华，愿世上的居民都惧怕他，因为怎么样？他说有就有，命立就立。
And in Psalms chapter 33, and the author said, Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm.
那是旧约的例子。如果你看新约的话，大家可能还记得，当天使加百列奉神的差遣到玛利亚的家去宣告了，说你即将从圣灵感孕时。
So that was the example from Old Testament. But in the New Testament, you also remember that as a phase that when the archangel Gabriel came to Mary's house and proclaimed, "You will conceive."And give birth.
玛利亚对加百列说什么呢
？And what did Maria say to Gabriel?
她说：“我还没有出嫁，怎么会有这样的事情呢
？”She said, "How will this be since I'm a virgin?"
但是这个加百列却回答说：“因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
”And Gabriel replied, "For no word from God will ever fail."
那么这个耶稣的话带着能力吗
？So do the words of Jesus bring power?
我相信答案是肯定的。
And I believe the answer is affirmative.
因为约翰福音第一章告诉我们，耶稣是从神而来，他是道成了肉身的弥赛亚。
Because the book of John told the chapter 1 told us that Jesus came from God and Word come into flesh.
而且约翰福音三章34节说，神所差来的。就说神的话，因为神是圣灵，给他是没有限量的。
And from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 34 said, "For the one whom has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit."
我们如果回去看经文的43节的第一句话
，If we go back to look at the scripture and then the verse 43.
我们看到耶稣的话马上就应验了。
We saw that Jesus' words was fulfilled immediately.
因为经文说瞎子立刻看见了。
Because the scripture say the blind receive his sight.
所以我们可以做出这样的结论。
So that we can make a conclusion.
那就是耶稣的话，也就是神的话。
That is Jesus' word, which is the word of God.
他是带着权柄跟能力的。
It is can bring forth authority and power.
好，现在我有一个问题。
But now I have a question.
请问今天你跟我所讲的话带着权柄跟能力吗？
So today and what you and your word and my word do they bring come with authority and power?
可能有，可能没有。
Maybe or maybe not.
如果你是在上掌权者，像这个美国总统的话，那你应该是有权柄的。
But you are the ruler, like the president of the United States, and you should have that authority.
但是你有没有这个医治别人的能力，或是有没有能够使人的生命改变的能力，那就很难说了。
But it's really hard to say whether you have the power to heal people or make change in people's lives.
你们有没有听过那个有小小孩的父母在教训小孩的时候怎么样讲？
Have you ever hear that you know some of the parents they have little kids and how they instructing their kids?
他们说我已经讲过几百遍了，你为什么还是不听呢？
And said, I have told you many times. How come you're still not listening?
这个代表什么？
What does it represent?
这个代表这个父母的话在孩子的身上既没有权柄也没有能力。
That means the parents' words do not have any authority or any power.
虽然我们常说不听老人言啊，吃亏在眼前。
And there's a common saying that we are not listened to elders, we'll suffer right away.
但是孩子还会硬着景象的不听父母的话。
And a lot of time the kids are still resisting and they still not listening to their parents.
不过回来想想我们自己啊。
And let's come back to think of ourselves.
你有没有想过这个神对我们这些神的儿女又觉得如何呢？
Have you ever thought about how God feels, how God feel about His sons and daughters?
我们是不是对神的告诫也常常是言而不听，我行我素呢？
Are we ignoring God's instructions and just want to do it our ways?
我想这就是人的软弱跟罪性啊。
And I think this is, you know, man's weakness and sinful nature.
那我们来继续看经文的四十三节的后半段。
Let's look at the second half of the verse 43.
在这里我们看到了，当耶稣说完话后，巴迪买立刻看见了，而且他和，也就是巴迪买和旁边看热闹的众人的反应是，就跟随耶稣，一路归荣耀与神。众人看见这事也赞美神。
So we saw that when Jesus finished talking, and when Bartimaeus immediately see, and then and all the people's the response of all the people's are, they follow Jesus, and praising God, and when all people saw it, they also praise God.
他们这样的反应，使我想到我们今年教会的主题是荣耀神的侍奉跟生命。
And their responses remind me that the theme of our church this year is Operation Glory.
我们定这个主题的目的是希望我们所有的服事跟生命都是为了荣耀神。
We set this as our goal and of this theme. We hope that all our service and serving in our life is for the glory of God.
如果我们从这个角度来看，巴迪买能够看见后的回应。
And from this angle, and we look at the response of when Bartimaeus can see again.
你觉不觉得这个巴迪买好像是主爱之家的会友一样？
Don't you think that it seems like Bartimaeus is a member of the house of Christ's love?
为什么？
And why?
因为他正用他的新生命来实行荣耀神的侍奉。
Because he's glorifying God with his new life.
那我们怎么样来理解呢？
And how do we understand this?
所以让我把这个巴迪买看见了后的这个回应分成三个方面来解释。
I will divide the response of Bartimaeus into three parts.
然后看一看，当我解释完以后，看你们同不同意我的看法。
So, and then after I talk about this and see whether you agree with me.
第一，我认为巴利买看见后的第一个回应是，他呈现了一个喜乐的生命。
First, I think the first response of Bartimaeus is he's having a joyous life.
我们来想象一下，一个过去无论在任何地方都需要别人帮忙的人。
Let's think about a person that no matter where he goes, he needs help.
如今他可以自由自在的行走。
But now he can walk freely.
没有束缚和捆绑。
As there's no bondage on him.
这是不是一件很值得感谢的事呢？
Is this something that we should be thankful for?
是不是一件值得喜乐的事呢？
Is this something that we should be joyful?
我相信这是巴利买能够看见后的一个经验。
And I think this is the experience, after Bartimaeus can see.
也是他看见后的第一个回应，就是充满着喜乐在心头，以至于他一路归荣耀与神，因为他看见了那位改变他生命的主耶稣。
And his first response is he'd be joyful and he praise God, and because he see the.Jesus that we has changed his life.
既然这个巴利买一路的赞美神是一个喜乐生命的表现。
And if the continuous praying, is an expression of a joyful life.
那他就在实行我们教会的主题，荣耀神的生命与侍奉。
Then he's executing the theme of our church, which is, Operation Glory.
其实一个喜乐的生命应该是所有认识主耶稣的人所共有的经历。
And actually, a joyous life should be a shared experience for all believers.
因为主耶稣已经把我们从罪的捆绑中释放出来。
Because our Lord Jesus has set us free from the bondage of sins.
我们自由了，我们不再受那恶者撒旦的控制。
We are free, we are no longer under the control of Satan.
只是我们有没有把这样的喜乐表现在我们日常的生活跟服事当中呢？
But did we express this joy in our daily lives of serving?
如果是有的话，那就表示我们是荣耀神的侍奉。
If yes, this is a service that is glorify God.
如果说我们越服事是越苦闷，越服事是越多的抱怨。
But if the more we serve, we feel more bitter and more complaints.
那我们就没有真正的看见神了。
We didn't see God really.
说穿了，我们还是凭着血气、凭着肉体在服侍。
And to be honest, we are still serving with our flesh and our, as our own selves.
我们还是活在那种眼见为凭的原则底下。
We still live under the principle of seeing is believing.
所以我们就没有办法荣耀神。
And we won't be able to glorify God.
所以一个喜乐的生命是荣耀神的侍奉与生命应有的第一个表现。
So a joyous life should be the response, that of serving God, that will glorify Him.
那么巴蒂买在看见后的第二个回应是什么呢？
So what is the second response of Bartimaeus after he see?
我认为他有一个跟随的生命。
And I think that he has an obedient life to bear witness.
我们知道在主耶稣的那个时代。
We all know that in Jesus' time.
如果你要成为犹太拉比的学生，你是需要每天跟拉比一起住，一起生活的。
So if you want to be a student of a rabbi, you need to follow the rabbi and stay with him and live with him.
这个约翰福音第一章就记载了这个施洗约翰的两个门徒，也就是这样的跟随耶稣。
And in the first book of the Gospel of John, it say that the two disciple of the John the Baptist has been following Jesus this way.
但是做犹太拉比的门徒与做耶稣的门徒是有很大的不同。
However, being a student of a rabbi and a follower of Jesus is very different.
如果大家还记得以前这 Epcon 的这个教会的 Rob Smith 牧师
，If you remember, Pastor Rob Smith from the Epcon Church，
他就说，犹太拉比总是将自己的门徒束缚在身外的律法之上
，And the student of rabbis, rabbis always bound their disciples by the laws，
而主耶稣却要将他的门徒连在自己的身上。
However, Jesus, our Lord Jesus, and he connect with his disciples.
因为主耶稣自己就是一切学习的对象。
Because Lord Jesus himself is the object for all studies.
这个提醒了我们，当我们什么时候愿意舍弃自己的意志来跟随主耶稣的时候，我们就可以成为他的门徒。
That's remind us when whatever time we want to give up our will to follow Jesus, and we can be His disciples.
虽然这不是一件容易的事情、哦、
although this is not an easy thing,
也是应该我们应该有一个心智。
But this is the mindset that we should have.
要不然我们就谈不上要荣耀神的侍奉跟生命。
Otherwise, I don't think we can do anything around the theme Operation Glory.
老伯祥牧师在上一次的主日信息《看见能力》中，也就提出了跟随主耶稣的十二门徒可以分成四类。
And reference Pa Chun Lo and in the last sermon, about seeing the power, he bring a point say that he categorized these the follower of Jesus into four types.
他说第一类。
And the first type is.
很主动、单纯跟积极参与。
And they are proactive and pure and enthusiastic.
这个有彼得、约翰跟雅各。
And example is Peter, James, and John.
第二类是对于领人归主特别用心的人。
And the second type is they are serious about bringing people to the Lord.
这个有安德烈、有腓力、还有马太。
And they are Andrew, Philip, and Matthew.
第三类是属于比较多疑跟分心的。
And the third type is they are more doubtful and distracted.
多马、分锐党的西门跟达泰。
And there are Thomas and Simon of the Zealous and Data.
第四列是比较隐藏、负面跟功利的拿单叶、亚勒菲的儿子雅各跟加利人犹大。
And the fourth type is they are more hidden, negative, and more pragmatic.And they are Nathaniel, and also called Bartholomew, and James of Alphaeus, and the Judah of Iscariot.
老牧师指出彼得、雅各跟约翰的主动跟积极的跟随主耶稣，使他们有机会可以亲眼目睹主耶稣复活后的荣耀形象。
And Pastor Lo pointed out that the proactiveness and enthusiasm of Peter, James, and John, and let them have a chance to see by their own eyes the glory of Jesus.
所以他们的生命也从此就改变了。
And since then, their life has been changed.
因此，老牧师是盼望我们都能够像彼得、雅各、约翰一样，成为一个主动和积极跟随的门徒。
So Pastor Lo really hope that we can follow Jesus the way like Peter, James, and Paul, and John, and to be his disciples.
我们回来看一下巴提买。
Let's come back to look at Bartimaeus.
他被主耶稣医治后，本来可以像那个十个长大麻风的九个，在得到医治以后就走了。
He could actually follow the others nine that was healed by Jesus.And just to leave Jesus.
但是他没有。
But he didn't.
经文的四十三节说，他就跟随耶稣。
And verse 43 says he followed Jesus.
这里的跟随可能有几个意思。
And the follows here could have different meanings.
也就是跟在后面尾随的意思。
First is just follow from behind.
或者是站在旁边跟一起走的意思。
Or accompany him from his side.
第三个就是跟随做门徒的意思。
And the third one is to be his disciples.
第四个意思可以讲到遵守或服从。
And the fourth one could mean abide or obey.
但是你如果从经文来看的话，他说巴迪买一路归荣耀与神的反应，我们就可以看出他是在为主做见证。
But we can see from Bartimaeus, he praised God, and this response we can see that he is making a testimony for the Lord.
所以这里的跟随不只是跟随在后面而已。
And the follow here doesn't only mean that it follows from behind.
而是有追随做门徒的意思。
And actually has a further meaning of following him to be a disciple.
换句话说，巴利买在眼睛能够看见以后，第二个回应就是跟随耶稣做门徒。
So the second response of after Bartimaeus can see is follow Jesus to be, and to be his disciples.
如果我们来想一想这个巴利买的转变。
And let us think about the changes of Bartimaeus.
他从原来是一个社会的这个边缘人，他是过着这个乞讨、毫无盼望的生活。
And from being a people living in the margin of the society and always be just begging and hopeless all the time.
他现在变成一个有荣耀盼望的跟随者。
Now he becoming a follower with hopes.
这个不正是你跟我在遇见主耶稣以后所经历的改变吗？
Isn't this the change that after we encounter the resurrected Jesus?
大家如果记得这个格里安牧师的一个诗歌叫做《照我本相》。
And if you remember the one of the hymns of Pastor Billy Graham is "Just as I am."
他的歌词里面有一句话，我一直很感动。
And there's one phrase on the songs is really moves me.
他说我们本来是贫瞎可怜。
Originally we are poor and blind.
是罪的奴仆。
It's a slave of sins.
但是神差遣他的爱子耶稣基督来寻找我们，来拯救我们。
But God sent His beloved Son Jesus Christ to seek us and save us.
这是何等的恩典。
It's what an amazing grace.
如今我们得以称为神的儿女，那我们的回应又是什么呢？
And now we are called the sons and daughters of God, and what should be our responses?
难道我们不应该成为一个愿意终身跟随主、服侍主的人吗？
Shouldn't we be a lifetime follower or a servant?
难道我们不应该成为像使徒保罗所讲的义的奴仆吗？
Shouldn't be a what?The disciple Paul said, "The slave of righteousness."
我想你的答案应该是肯定的吧。
And I think our answer is yes.
如果是的话，这个就是荣耀神、侍奉与生命所应有的第二个表现。
And if yes, this is the response that should be for the theme of you know glory, that's operation of glory.
也就是有一个跟随的生命。
And that means you have a life that followed.
那么巴利买在看见后的最后的回应是什么？
And what was the last response from Bartimaeus after he see?
应该是荣耀的侍奉。
And it should be a glorious serving.
在圣经中，我们提到荣耀这个两个字的时候，它的次数大概不止300次以上。
And the Bible mentioned this word glory over 300 times.
而绝大部分都是跟神有关。
And the majority of them are related to God.
所以在我们还没有进一步思考荣耀的侍奉以前，我想我们需要先来了解这个荣耀的定义。
Before we ponder further about in a glorious serving, let's first understand what's the meaning of glory.
根据这个长岛退休会的讲员赖若翰牧师的解释。
And based on the Pastor John Lai from the Long Island Retreat,
他说荣耀这个词有三个意思。
He said the word glory has three meanings.
第一个是光芒光辉。
The first one is shining and brilliance.
比如说在旧约圣经，神以他的荣光充满帐幕。
And it was mentioned in the Old Testament that the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
并借此荣光带领以色列的百姓。
And you, through this glory, he guided the Israelites.
那么在新约圣经呢，神应许我们在末后的日子，天堂将发出神荣耀的光辉。
And the New Testament God promised us that in the end time, the glory of God gives its light.
不再需要这个太阳的照耀。
And the city does not need the sun.
那荣耀的第二个定义是什么呢？
What's the second definition of glory?
就是有重量、有分量的意思。
It means that it has weight.
比如说，我们常常讲说某一个人讲话很有分量，有没有听过这样子讲？
For example, we often say, a certain person, and when he speaks, he has weight on it.
这是一种荣耀。
And this is some kind of glory.
在前面提过的三十三篇诗篇三十三篇的八到九节就这样子讲过了。
And we talk about it in the verse the book of Psalms, the chapter 33, verse 8 to 9.
神的话是带有能力跟分量。
The word of God brings forth power and weight.
那么荣耀的第三个定义是什么呢？
What's the third definition of glory?
就是有美名，有好的名声。
Which means you have fame and good reputation.
这可能比较容易理解的一种荣耀。
Maybe this is that kind of glory that is easier to understand.
我们中国人常讲的要这个儿女能够光宗耀祖，有没有听过这个？
And Chinese always say that our descendants should be glorified, of the whole family.
光宗耀祖是什么意思？
What do you mean by glorify the family?
就是使你的父母祖先都有好的名声。
Actually mean that you make your parents or your ancestors to have good names.
当然，在圣经当中也有很多赞美神的诗篇。
And of course, in the Bible, there's many verses that praise God.
在诗篇的八十六篇九到十节这样讲。
In the book of Psalms, chapter 86, verse 9 to 10.
大卫说：“主啊，你所造的万民都要来敬拜你，他们也要荣耀你的名，因你为大，却行奇妙的事，唯独你是神。”
And the psalm says, all the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to you, to your name, for you are great and do marvelous deeds.
我想我们当中信主的姐妹在受洗，弟兄姐妹在受洗之前，应该都有上过这个纪要真理班。
And I believe that all the brothers and sisters, before you got baptism, you have actually attended the catechism class.
我们教会目前是使用丰盛生命为教材。
And our church are currently using the book Abundant Life as the material.
但是如果根据这个西敏寺纪要真理课程，它有一个问题。
But according to the Westminster Shorter Catechism, there will have a first question.
他这样问说：什么是人的终极目标
？It asks, what is the chief end of man?
有人知道答案吗？
Did anyone know the answer?
大家都上过基要真理。
I believe you, most of you have attended the basic theology.
他的答案就是荣耀神跟永远享受他。
And the answer is the man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
这个答案有两个动词。
There are two verbs in this answer.
第一个是荣耀神。
The first one is glorify.
第二个是享受神。
The second one is enjoy God.
教会弟兄在去年的这个年度报告当中，就曾经指出这个荣耀神是什么意思。
And Brother George has mentioned about in his annual report in 2017, and what is the meaning of glorifying God?
他说荣耀神是基督徒生命的意义跟目标。
And to glorify God is the act of showing the actual value by the understanding of value of something.
这个归荣耀就是因为了解某件事物的贵重物质，把那部分实在的价值标榜出来的一个举动。
And it is the act of showing the actual value, by your believing.
所以，当我们说荣耀神，也就是归荣耀给神的意思。
When we say glorifying God, we actually mean we give glory to God.
这也就是对神的一个尊重，也是赞美他的一种表示。
And this is a paying respect to God and also a way of showing our praise for him, to him.
这个圣经告诉我们，当我们住在这个神所创造的这个地球上的时候，
And the scripture told us that when we live in the earth that was created by God,
我们可以看见神无比的荣耀。
And we actually see the unparalleled version of glory from God.
这个神的荣耀显示了他的本质。
And this glory actually expressed that in the nature.
但是很多时候我们是看不见神，因为神是灵。
But all, we cannot see God actually because God is a spirit.
但是神借着他所创造的宇宙而对我们伟大的拯救，以及圣灵在我们心中的同住，让我们就能够清楚他的同在。
But through God's creation of the universe and His great salvation and the dwelling of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, we can actually see His presence.
那么今天我们在哪里可以看见神的荣耀呢？
And today, where we can we see God's glory?
看见他的伟大呢？
And His greatness.
我们可以从这个美丽的大自然。
We can actually see it through this beautiful nature.
我们也可以看到荣耀，神的荣耀，就是透过别人对我们的关怀。
We can also see the glory of God from the cares from others.
我们其实都可以看见这整个世界是充满神的荣耀。
Indeed, we see that the whole world is filled of God's glory.
我们回到这个巴迪买在看见后的第三个环义。
And we come back to the third response of after Bartimaeus can see.
他说一路归荣耀给神。
He say praising God all the time.
如果根据原文的话，归荣耀的时态是现在时。
And based on the original scripture, the giving glory is in the present tense.
而且是主动。
Is in an active voice.
所以我们可以说巴迪买是不停的在赞美神。
We can say that Bartimaeus is praising God all the time.
那么侍奉神又是什么意思呢？
But what do we mean by serving God?
也就是指人听见了神的呼召，穿成献上爱的礼物。
That means men heard God's call and dedicate the gift of life.
这个巴迪买除了一路归荣耀给神以外，他也是一路的侍奉他。
Before praising God all the time from Bartimaeus, he's also serving him.
他一路的享受神的同主耶稣的同在。
And he actually enjoying Jesus' presence.
这样的行为也就是一种荣耀的侍奉。
Isn't this the a glorious serving?
那么今天同样的，当我们用有限的肉体生命来回应神的呼召，来荣耀他。而不是成为绊倒人的祸害，那就是荣耀神的侍奉与生命。
If we respond to God's call by our limited flesh and glorifying Him instead of being a stumbling block, that will be the glorious serving of life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们
，Our beloved brothers and sisters and friends。
我不知道有没有人这样问你。
I don't know if someone asked you something like this before.
他说：“天堂不会很无聊吗
is it boring in the heaven?
因为在那里除了赞美神以外，好像没有什么可以消遣的。
So before praising God, there's no other entertainment there.
真的是这样子吗
？Is it true?
几年前的一个冬天，我们全家到 Arizona 的大峡谷去度假。
And during a winter of several years ago, our whole family went to Arizona and try to see the Grand Canyon.
本来以为说到了那边可以避开寒冷的纽约天气。
And we thought that we can stay away from the cold weather from New York.
但是我们到那边的时候遇到这个天气不好。
But we just you know.By chance, we meet a bad weather there.
那边在下雪。
It was snowing.
真是。所以我们这个游览性是马上就减低了不少。
And our traveling spirit literally dropped tremendously, tremendously.
但是当我们第二天开车到大峡谷区里面的时候
，But in the second day when we drove all the way to the Grand Canyon area,
我们看到那个很壮观的景色
，And we see the magnificent scenery.
所以我们的心智马上就提起来
，And our spirit was lifted up immediately.
对着这样的景观，我不得不赞美神。
And seeing this magnificent scenery, we can't wait to praise God.
他的手这个造出了那么地上的美景，来让我们欣赏，显明他的伟大。
His hand has made this beautiful scenery for us to enjoy, and thus show his greatness.
就好像大卫在诗篇十九篇第一节这样讲。
Just like what David said in the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 1.
他说：“诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。”
He said, "The heaven declares the glory of God, and the skies proclaim the work of His hands."
如果这个下雪天的这种大峡谷，都已经令人家无人无法抗拒，无法停止注视的时候。
If this snowing Grand Canyons already make you irresistible and could not take your eyes off,
那么将来有一天，当我们在那个令人惊奇的这种新天新地当中的时候，我们看见了那慈爱美丽的创造主。
And in the future, there'll be one day when we see the new kingdom and we saw the loving Creator.
那时候的我们的喜乐必然是难以言喻的。
Then our joy will be indescribable.
到了那一天，我们绝对不会厌倦赞美这位奇妙的主。
And until that day, we will definitely not get tired of praising Him.
因为我们永远都会觉得新奇，不断地发现他绝妙的良善。
Because we will be fresh, feeling fresh and novel at this time, and we'll.Unceasingly praising Him,
而且他那奥妙的这种创造
and we praise His amazing kindness and the secret of His creation.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们
，So beloved brothers and sisters and friends,
你渴望看到什么
？Do you desire to see God?
你渴望看到那荣耀的什么
？Do you desire to see the glorious God?
那么你就应该学习这个瞎子巴蒂买。
And then you should learn from the blind person Bartimaeus.
他凭着对主耶稣的信心，迫切地寻求他。
And based on his faith to Lord Jesus, and pursue and seek him.
如果你这样做的话，主耶稣也必然会被你显见。
If you do this way, you will find Jesus.
而且在看见主耶稣以后
，And after you see Jesus.
盼望你也能够有一个喜乐的生命来跟随他。
I hope that you also have a joyous life to follow him.
做他忠心又良善的门徒。
And to be a faithful and good servant, a disciple of him.
为他做美好的见证。
And bear goodness, good witness for him.
那我们常说的，让人看见你的好行为怎么样，也就归荣耀给神。
So, and this often we say that let people see your good deeds so that they can give glory to God.
这就是荣耀神的侍奉以生命的实际操练。
So this is the practical exercise of him, you know, Operation Glory.
愿你我都能够切切的实行。
And I wish you and me we can actually do this.
好，谢谢，我们低头祷告。
Thank you, and we let's bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的主，我们献上我们满心的感谢。
Our dear Lord, we thank we our wholehearted thank you to you.
因为你为我们所成就的，今天我们才能够来到你的面前。
Today we can come before you because of you have achieved for us.
也因为你愿意在十字架上为我们的舍命，我们今天才能够成为有盼望的人。
Because you give away your life on the cross so that we can come to you today.
愿我们能够忠心的跟随你。
We Lord ask you so that we can follow you faithfully.
我们能够喜乐的跟随你。
We can follow you with a joyful heart.
我们也能够。荣耀的侍奉你
and then we can serve you gloriously.
愿主爱之家能够成为一个荣耀你的教会。
So we hope that the house of Christ's love will be a church that glorifies you.
保守每位弟兄姐妹的心怀意念。
Lord, we ask you to keep the minds of every brother and sister.
愿我们每一位都愿意成为主动跟积极跟随的门徒。
May every one of us will be a proactive and enthusiastic seeker of you.
我们这样子仰望祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
And our worship and prayers are from in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.